It's the seventh month, it is 17th day of the year 2022, and it's the sixth Lord's day after Pentecost, which the Lord hath made. We're getting a few people asking questions now. You can see God's starting to bring a few people around, and God's opening up their heart. And as you know, the hardest part for most of them is just to get to read this stuff. Because they got, like, there's a character assassination going on, also a prejudice thing. They don't want to hear about it. But as soon as they read this stuff, if they're of goodwill, it's there. I mean, that's why I'm glad I was here. Even TJ told me to put up a few short things, like I did with the Council of Trent, Invalid and Heretic Council of Trent, because I know it's in my books, but when you do up the short little things like that, it's a powerhouse. That was a powerhouse, because they asked a question. When you read that,
I know.
I mean, you could say, okay, that's and also like with the articles, too. Although the articles aren't up on YouTube, though, but it's the same principle as what he's mentioning there about it's a short article. They're going to look at the Invalid and Heretical Council of Trent.
Right.
Now, you'd have to, where I had that was, I got to remember even now. Oh, I had it in, it was one of my books. I had it somewhere. I had it somewhere. Oh, it was in basically it was in two or three books. One of them was in the Clementine Vulgate about their problems there. Most of them was in the Some Dogmas and Heresies on Confirmation in the Holy Eucharist. There's about three of them in there. So I gathered them all together into one little article like there. And I just picked out a few quotes. And then it gets their, wets their whistle to go and look at the actual article, and it's overwhelming. What I put there is overwhelming. And you could say, okay, this is the result of the desecrations. You become stupid. The beginning of all sin is the devising of idols. The beginning of all fornication is the devising of idols, and the invention of idols is the corruption of all life. The beginning, the cause, and the end of all evils.
Wisdom
14, I think, 14 something. And so, when you're looking at that, and you see it, and then one post says, anybody who dares tries to separate and only gives the bread, the species of the appearance of bread, and not the wine, is a blasphemous, sacrilegious, crazy person. And they do it all the time now.
Yeah.
That was Pope Leo the Great, I think, or one of the popes that said that, the early popes. I mean, so you look at that stuff, and so these little, that's why I'm putting quick replies up there now.
Right.
And I did that standard replies to help all you people that when you're dealing with people out there, you can just pick out that reply and send it to them. And really, when you're of goodwill, and we did have a few goodwill people there that were online, and then one of them was goodwill in the beginning, but then she listened, he or she, I don't want to give her name, but if they convert, but I'll just say, and the person that was pretty of goodwill when they were listening to my lecture on the conspiracies of the Jews, they got bent out of shape at that one section I said about the most faithful of God's people are Jews, and they took issue to that, you know. You mean to tell me that there's any faithful St. Francis of Assisi, they're more holy than him, you know, and since the time of the apostles is what this person said. And I said from all time. I said, and God does love the Jewish race of all races. If you don't like it, tough crap. You're going to have the same problem Lucifer had with the Blessed Mother. I mean, God Almighty's a Jew. All right, I know, understand why they get angry. You know why I said in that letter they may have the Jewish racism? Because sometimes they look at the Jew today and he's so disgusting that you don't even want to hear anything good about him. But that's the evil Jew. Look at Biden. He's a nominal Catholic. He can give Catholicism a good name.
I just read in Exodus 4 how God talked to Moses how Israel is my firstborn.
My firstborn, my possession, my love. He still loves that race, but they're no longer the chosen race. Catholics are the chosen now in the new covenant, but he still loves that race the most because God Almighty came from that race. The mother came from that race. All the Jews, faithful Jews, salvation is from the Jews. So I don't like it when people take my stuff out of context. And from listen, I probably condemn the apostate Jews more than anybody. And nominal Catholics too. So that's a stupid statement. You know, when I said, I'm talking about Jews for all time. I said, you're telling me St. Francis was more holy than Jesus Christ and Mary and Anne? Good St. Anne and Joseph, they're all Jews. Now, see, you take out of context. Now, I think with the person was taken out of context, I said every faithful Jew is better than every faithful Gentile. I didn't say that. You can have faithful Gentiles that are more holy than faithful Jews. St. Francis of Assisi probably is more faithful than a lot of faithful Jews. He was more holy even, because you have different hierarchies. Solomon repented, for instance. So I wasn't saying it's in every case. It's bad will when people take me out of context. And I don't like that. People were condemning me, calling me, oh, is that Abrini, that Jew, Abramowitz, they were calling me, Abranowitz? I mean, they were, okay, go ahead. Tell it to God on your judgment day, you racist bastard. I don't like white racists. I don't like Jewish racists. I don't like black racists. I don't like any kind of racist. We're not supposed to be. Racism means hating a person because of his race or looking down upon him. Now, all races are better than other races, but it's not because of your race. It's because of your faith. It's because you keep more of the natural law. God does hate certain races so much that he destroys all races, but not because of the race, but because of their unfaithfulness, because of their sins of immorality. Because they're so grossly evil, God will kill them. But it's not race. And it's just, I mean, nominal Catholics are as bad as the Jews today. Apostate Jews and nominal Catholics are brothers. And so people, you know what? That's why when you tell the full truth like I am, we're weeding out people. I don't want no white racists in here. I don't want no Jewish racists in here. I don't want nobody who puts his race above God and exalts it and looks down on other races simply because of their race. Get out of here. Go somewhere else. I don't want you here. And what's that going to look like if you start thinking like all Jews are evil or something, they can't convert? Like St. Paul, who was one of the main persecutors of Christianity, converted and became a zealous Christian. And I said, yeah, it's true. Like since the time of the apostles, very few Jews have converted. Most of them didn't. It was the time for the Gentiles to convert. But that doesn't mean that faithful Jews still aren't the holiest of God's people when you look at the whole history of the Jewish race. Not yet, but it started with Isaac, right? And even his 12 sons weren't so great either, you know. But you had Moses, okay, and you had the prophets, Elias, St. John the Baptist, all Jews. And they're holier than St. Francis. But some people are weird. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I read something that was really bad. They idolized Francis, too. And Francis would not like this one bit. Somebody's trying to say Francis was so holy that he's the holiest saint in heaven. He's the holiest saint in heaven. Yeah? It was one. I read it. Oh, yeah. He's the holiest saint in the high. Oh, he's above. Okay, Mary, don't call it. But Joseph? I mean, Zachary, Elizabeth, St. Anne? You know? Who gave birth to the Immaculate Conception?
Holy Simeon,
the prophet. I mean, he'd hate people saying stuff like that. It's goofy. And sometimes when you read their stupid stuff too, they'll go, oh, he was the holiest. Everyone's the holiest. Well, you just say he was the holiest. Now you're saying he was the holiest. You don't got to get carried away. Just say he was one of the holiest. Among the holiest. Of the holiest. And then the people on the other side who are like that, we say they should have holes in their head. They're not holy. They should have holes in their heads for being unholy and taking my words out of context.
And where do they justify that from?
How do they know?
Oh, exactly. That's so stupid what they said. Because if these people, they get carried away, they do it with a lot of, they do it, not just Francis. They'll do it with others, too.
But St. John laid on Christ.
The beloved St. John.
Yeah.
Right? So, okay, he was a Jew, too. Salvation is of the Jews. So what's the big deal? Faithful Jews and faithful Gentiles. And I did say, though, under the new covenant, the Jews are no longer God's chosen people. Only Catholics. That's it. Under the new covenant era, Catholic Jews and Catholic Gentiles are God's chosen people. The Jews lost that privilege when they denied Christ and they crucified their Messiah. I wrote it. That article is going to be important. I'm not saying this person really is a racist. Because I was like this in the beginning. I got so angry at these Jews that I was looking at. I was almost like, there's no hope for them. I'm condemning them like out of hand. And one guy said, Richard, be careful that you don't develop a hatred towards these Jews, because then God's going to, because God loves everybody and wants them to be saved. Bad as they are, don't develop like a hatred. You're supposed to love your enemies even. And when I look about how evil I was, when I was out there in that world, like I was living worse than pagans, and I was evil, and God loved me. Huh? You always got to think about that.
And you got to have that sense of wanting to convert them. Wouldn't that be a great thing if we had a Jew in here right now?
Of course.
Got converted?
Of course. You see, and like I say with the Italians too, it's one thing to be proud of your race, Irish, Italian, Spanish. I agree with that. You should be proud in a good way. You know, you should love your race because that's what you are. But if you take it to the next level and start looking down on other people just because of their race and start exalting it yourself just because you're going to start to have a problem there, a big problem. comparing to other people. Look, we don't do what they do. The Irish, look, they eat potatoes. Look at the Italians, they're always eating that pasta. Or look at the Spanish with their tacos, you know. And so you can always denigrate. So, but it's when you're looking down on another race, it's actually a beautiful thing that we have all these different races and their different cultures. So you've got to be very careful. And there's nothing wrong, though, if people want to have their own racial identity in their own nation. So I went over that. I don't want to put too much about that. But my point is we're starting to get people responding now more and more. And so I'm trying to get to help all these people, all the brothers and inquirers and the catechumens that are dealing with these people, I got some standard replies. So, and if you guys have some standard replies and suggestions, put them in there. I'll add it. We're going to have the standard replies. And then I got a standard thing where you can have all the links. They'll make it easy, so just click here to go look at this. So it's wonderful to read, though. I got to say, when people open their eyes.
I know.
And it's like in the movie St. Patrick. I think there's nothing better when people start opening their heart to God. And they start really loving God. And you can see this particular person was saying, I'm filled with a holy anger, with a rage. I want a vengeance. I want to kill these people. When I looked at the evidence, I almost was bowled over. When I looked at the evidence. And one guy apologized. He said, I'm sorry for getting angry at you when I... Because he believed that Pius IX was the last true pope. He went back... He got rid of Leo, though, but he went down to Pius IX. Mm-hmm. I think Leo was after Pius IX.
Right, yeah.
So, but then he got... He said, no, you guys are going back too far. You're crazy. He said, I looked at the evidence. Wow. And he apologized. I came off a little too hard on you. I should have studied it. I should have looked at it. I should have looked at the evidence. And then once you look at the evidence, the ball's in your court. There's a lot of people that are going to... A lot of people, you look at that evidence, it's there. It's going to, for good-willed people, it's going to convert them right away. Bad-willed people, no. They're not going to listen even when you show them the evidence. Just like the 9/11, you can show them all the 9/11 stuff and they don't want to believe it because they don't want to lose their job. They don't. That's because they know it's true.
I know.
See, when people look at evidence like that, they become liars then.
Exactly.
And that's when they become culpable because they know it's true and they don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to lose their family and their friends. And that's the other thing I wanted to talk about. You know, I know everybody would like to convert your family members and all your friends, but it ain't going to happen. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, but most times it doesn't happen. In other words, don't get so attached to your family members that it takes you down and you start loving them more than God. If they don't want to listen, that's their problem. Still pray for them, yes, love them, but if they're not going to listen, that's their problem, not yours. Our Lord already told us most people aren't going to listen. There's not one person in my family that ever listened to me. Do you think I cry or moan about it and go crazy and lose sleep over it? I don't. I don't even want to be around them. I abhor them, to be honest with you. I abhor them because I've showed them the truth. This is the way you got to think about your family members. After you show them the truth and they don't listen, I get angry at them. I abhor them because they don't love God. I say it a million times. It's almost like they're dead to me in here. I still do love them, though. It's weird. If they died tomorrow, I'd step all over their grave and spit all over them in hell. I wouldn't. I wouldn't even lose an ounce of sleep. If they converted tomorrow, I would be happier than anybody in the whole world. I would die from happiness if any of my family members converted. But right now, they don't have any access to my heart. Because I just think of God. I think of what they think about God. I think about what they say to God. I want to kill them myself. I do. You realize in the Old Testament, if your family did something bad, the family members will be the ones to put them to death? If your kid hit the parent and he gets convicted into court, the parents are the first one to stone him. And then everybody else stones him to death. So don't let them, if they start getting to your emotions too much, that means you're not loving God the way you should either. You're too attached to them. I couldn't find the verse I was looking for today, but I want to give you another verse about what we can expect, forget the Bible, Brother Ryan, about what you can expect from most people. But it's Jeremiah chapter 6. This is what happens when you speak to many people. Your family members, for instance. I just think about what I told you. I think about, I showed you an idol, and you say it's okay, I spit on you. I'll punch your face out, dad, mom, brother, sister. I don't care who you are. I'll kick the crap out of you and lock you up in jail. If you're loving them more than... If you don't feel like that, there's something wrong with you. You can still love them and pray for them, yes. But don't let them take you down. Look, the prophet... And I'll go into this in a minute. But there was one part, I couldn't find it. I'm looking for it. Maybe you guys will remember. It says... If these three prophets are alive when this happens, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and Isaiah, and they pray for their family members. I will not listen to their prayers. Their family members are going to hell, but I will save their souls. Which one is that?
I don't remember that, but I remember the other one with Job. If they have Moses and the prophets, if they don't hear me.
Oh, that's something different. I was talking about their own family members. Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's going to relate. Can he come down to hell?
Yeah.
But
the one I was talking about is family members. He said if these three prophets, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and I think Isaiah, were prayed for their own families, I will not save their family members, and I will not hear their prayers, but I will save them. So you got to be ready for all that kind of stuff. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes, everybody wants. I want the whole world to be saved. I wish I had wings. I could fly. Ain't going to happen. But you've got to get a holy anger inside yourself after you said something to these people and they don't listen. Don't worry. You don't need their love and attention.
Those of your own household.
Are going to be your own. How many times did Christ tell you your main enemies are in your own? Because he knew family affection is going to send most people to hell. I say it a million times, and I have to say it a thousand times. More than the love of money, more than anything, I think one of the biggest things is idolizing family members, loving them more than God. You're afraid to witness the faith to them. You're a little bit shy in front of them. Or when you witness to them and they don't listen, then you want to be with them even more. So you back off. You don't say anything, or you get too emotional about it. I have no feelings for my family members as far as one way in my heart. If they died tomorrow and went to hell, I would spit on them. If they converted, I'd be happier than anybody in the whole world. I would die from happiness if any one of my family members. But that's the way you got to think. Whereas the devil's got an anchor in your heart, and they're going to play games with you. They might call me, hey, I want to repent, and I'm going to let them down again. Gee whiz, after I told them all this stuff, I told them, you're still not listening. But they're still not listening. What does Isaiah say about listening?
Another one, that's right, it was Lazarus, and he was in hell.
He said,
can you go tell my family members, you know, that this is a horrible place?
And
he said, oh, they have Moses.
If they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, they're not going to listen to you. Or if they don't, see what God's saying, if they don't believe in the Holy Scriptures, the faith, how are they going to believe in anything else? If they don't start believing.
Or you believe if one rises from the dead.
Yeah. But Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 7, 27 to 28, this is the way we feel a lot. What I'm doing is like, even now, we got some people responding, but even not all the ones that are responding now, you might only get one, like 10% of them. So don't get over anxious and over like, oh, what's happening? Maybe we're doing something wrong. How come they're not coming in? You know? You know, I can imagine for like 100 years it took Noah to build the ark. He had 100 years to say that, but he never, you know what he just said? I'm sure he said this. Wow, that's pretty bad. I mean, not one person in his own family. He says, well, they're bad. I built the ark. You know, maybe after 50 years, his wife could say, what are you doing this for? Like, don't you think there's something wrong? You're the only one, only us. All the rest of them are bad and you're good. You're crazy, Noah. Stop it. Look at all the work we got to do here. Just us, eh? How come we don't have more people coming in by now? Where's all the people coming in by now? You stop wanting people to come in because you just want numbers or you want to feel like you're right, you already got a problem. Because it ain't got nothing to do with that. I said it a million times, if everyone fell away and I just was left alone, or I ought, and you were left alone, then I'm alone. I started out alone. Yeah,
God's got to call them. Have to be called.
Right. And they have to respond.
Yes.
And a lot of them, the thing is, they'll be called and then they fall away. That's what you got to worry about too. Like we just had the one guy fall away a couple months ago.
I think it's Ezekiel 14:14. And if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, shall be in it, they shall deliver their own souls by their justice, saith the Lord of hosts.
Give me that, Ryan. That's good. That's it. He got it. You owe me $10 and you got the money.
I Googled it.
You made $800 yesterday. Just, come over here. Here's Barney Google. Come on. He Googled it. Oh, that's how you got it.
Yeah.
I think that Google's pretty good. Give me that verse again. Ryan, what is it? Ezekiel what?
Ezekiel 14:14.
I was looking all morning. Not all morning, but I was looking about 15 minutes for it. Could not find it. I got angry at myself because I know most of the verses and where to go, but not every one, you know. What, 15 what?
14:14.
This is the one I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
He says, son of man. And see, he's calling Ezekiel the son of man. And Ezekiel's the son of man by grace. And Christ was a son of man by nature. Son of man, when a land shall sin against me, so as to transgress grievously, I will stretch forth my hand upon it, and break the staff of the bread thereof, and I will send famine upon it, and will destroy man and beast out of it. And if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, shall say in it, they shall deliver their own souls, shall be in it, they shall deliver their own souls by their justice, saith the Lord God, and I shall bring mischievous beasts also upon the land to waste it. There's one he's talking about praying. It goes on. He says, even if they pray for them, I will not save them. I got to go on to that. It says it here somewhere. Okay, we'll see. This is okay. Here it is. If these three men shall be in it, as I live, saith the Lord, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered, and the land shall be made desolate. They will not even deliver their own family members. You for your own holiness, your family members, no. And then you say, well, why not? I love my sister, my mother, my father so much. Well, I'm going with them. Go with them to hell. Because think about what that's like. God created you even. He's the one that gave you your soul. And when you start loving anybody more than God.
If it came by descendants only, the whole world would be good.
Oh, also, I said, everybody that's in hell is a mother, a father, a son, a daughter.
Yeah.
You're either a son or a daughter for sure. Some are mothers and fathers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's who's in hell. So if they're all saved, then everyone's saved. It's crazy. But here's what he's saying to them. And he says it a couple of times in here, too. He said it again even somewhere. But that's the one I was thinking of. I'm going to put that in my memorization verse. Because that's a powerful one. That's why he even tested Abraham's faith to offer up his own beloved son, and Abraham was ready to do it. And Isaac was a holy child. But he knew that, and even Isaac knew that was it 14 or 14, right?
14. Ezekiel, yeah. 14, verse 14.
And Isaac even knew he was real holy because his father, in that case. So anyway, you know, you can't let these things get to you. If the devil tries to get you to follow with him, they think you're crazy. When they say, oh, he belongs to a cult, he's a kook, he's a nut. That's how they try to get you. And if you start feeling like that, then you got a problem. Yeah, I told that woman.
Phil had it too before I even said it. He said,
oh, he had?
Yeah.
Phil, you owe me $10. Phil had it too. Like I had that one lady when she didn't want to abjure, and I had a couple other people that were abjuring. And she says, I'm not going to abjure. I'm not coming into your cult. You got a cult going on or something. I said, fine, okay, go ahead. Go form your own cult and leave my cult alone. Leave my cult alone. Okay, leave my sect, my cult alone.
Yeah.
They make statements like that. I say, well, if everything he's teaching is Catholic and you're not, then who's in a negative sense of the word? Then who's a cult?
Yeah.
If these guys got idols up on a cult's not even top, but they use it like it's a bad word.
Right.
But then Phil had another one. Jeremiah, I got
my thing in the wall. I got to get. Yeah, go ahead. Jeremiah. What?
Jeremiah chapter 7, verse
27. Oh, I got Ezekiel. I got to get the Jeremiah thing. What was it?
Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 27.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I was just going to read now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I'm going to do that now, yeah. Did Phil have that one?
Yeah, he had
it. Ah, Phil, you're doing good, Phil. Phil Maccabees. That's what we call him, the Phil Maccabees. One thing that saves you every time people character assassinate you, I was called like Malcolm, a Catholic Malcolm X. I was called all kinds of names. The only thing that's a cult, drink the Kool-Aid, follow Ibrani and his kooky people. The thing that always saves you is the faith. Go back and look what Ibrani said. I go back and look what I said. And I said, is what I said true or not? And if I made a mistake, have I corrected it? And you go back and you look and I go, like I said to those dumbos up in the bank, said, did I put the boot on the tabernacle or did they? Did I put Jupiter on the door in 1445 or did Eugene the Fourth do it? Did I teach those heresies or did I do it? And if I'm telling you it's true and you call that a cult, well, then that must be a good thing. You always got to go back to the faith and you got to look at what they believe. Don't be intimidated by name calling. Only kids in school, you know, but hey, you're a sissy, and you know, they give you a name calling. You know, who cares what they call me?
Cult just means religion, but they should be called cults in the bad sense. Protestants, all of them that are outside the church, because they're in false religion.
Well, that's what I was just trying
that's
to say.
A cult is a false religion.
Well, it could be taken
contrast.
Two ways.
Yeah.
Even the true religion
but
could have a cult. We have a cultist of the saints. Cult could be
yeah.
a good or a bad, but
exactly.
they use it in a negative sense.
And
what they mean by cult is that you're a false church. That's what they mean when they use the word cult. You're like
that's
a...
That's what I'm saying, but they're being hypocritical because they're in the false
church. Well, that's what you said. That's what you got to tell them.
Exactly.
I said, you got to tell them who's... If you mean a cult like I'm in a false church,
yeah.
that this isn't the true church, and you tell me the church you're in is the true church, okay, so let me tell you, when I said that there's idols up on the door, is there something wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the true church? Does the true church consist with heresies? Look at the church you're belonging to and the person you're following. Look what he did. Do you believe that's true? That's not the Catholic faith. And if it's not the Catholic faith, then you can show the truth. And like I think Dermot said, he showed them the desecrations. They saw the desecrations and they still don't listen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
go ahead. So, okay, excuse me. Your cult accepts that? Your cult thinks it's okay to have idols up in a church? The false gods? Okay, then you go with your cult. Go ahead, see what happens on your judgment day. I guarantee you, the true Catholic God doesn't support that stuff, okay? The true Catholic Church doesn't support that stuff. But in the beginning, if you haven't converted, you're converting and you're new to the faith, they try to get under your skin. And we've been used to this for years. I'm just trying to get you guys battle-hardened so it doesn't affect you. They're trying to get you to leave. They're trying to get you to fall out and to feel ashamed or embarrassed, and then all of a sudden you're gone. And if you start, and it can happen, and it has happened. It happens a lot. A lot of times people live here for those reasons. Because they're afraid, they want to be, they love their family members more than God. They don't want to be laughed at. Just remember what happens when they laugh at you. God punishes them in ways you can't see. We have an example of that when they laughed at those 50 kids when they goofed on the prophet Eliseus. Because he has a balded head. And they said, look at Baldy, Baldy. They call him a Baldy. And then God had bears come out down there and kill them and eat them up. 50 children got killed because they mocked on the prophet Eliseus. Now, anybody who's a holy person of God, not just a prophet, there's a penalty. I'm not saying he kills them all, but they pay a price. You can mock, but if you let the mock get to you, what do you care? Remember they called Jeremiah a fool? I love that verse. And it's in the verse. He says, Jeremiah, you're a fool. And we always say, a fool for Christ. 1 Corinthians 4:10. Like St. Paul said, I'm a fool for Christ's sake. They call St. Paul a fool.
Yeah.
Who cares? It's, to me, it's water over a duck's back. I don't care. And that gets, you care, then you got a problem, and they know they got you. Then just a weakness in you. If you don't act, that they look and it's not working, and if they start getting to you, then you got a problem. But this is what God tells you to expect. I'll start at verse 26. And they have not hearkened to me, nor inclined their ear, but have hardened their neck, and have done worse than their fathers. And thou shalt speak to them all these words, but they will not hearken to thee. And thou shalt call them, but they will not answer thee. And thou shalt say to them, this is a nation which hath not hearkened to the voice of the Lord their God, nor received instruction. Faith is lost, and is taken away out of their mouths. So most of the people we send stuff to, you don't even get a response to them. It's like don't even want to read it. Remember our Lord invited the people to the thing and most don't want to go? Oh, I got to do this. I got to do it. I got this to do. I got that. It's sad. It is. Jeremiah loved his people. He wanted them to convert, but God's warned them. They're not going to answer you. He says, but this is going to be a mark against them because I did call and they didn't answer. He says, my prophets rose up every early morning, warning, warning, warning. You don't listen. But a few do listen, though. And of course they do, and that's one of the purposes too. The other purpose is to have them doubly damned.
What was that, Jeremiah 7?
Jeremiah 7, 27 to 28. But the people, even some of the people that we were in contact with, the people that were following them got shocked, you know, and they banned them and they got banned. And so that's going to happen. Some of them came back, but you're going to get banned by most of the people that you were with. Once you come out and say this stuff. Of course, and they're trying to witness to them, which is bringing a few other people in. But mostly, most people don't want to hear. And you see, the thing is, if you've told somebody something that's shocking, I agree, you're going to get shocked, okay? There's been no popes since 1130. There are past anti-popes. They're as bad as the Vatican II anti-popes. Just look at the evidence. Okay, they get shocked. Fine. But if they trusted you and you were with them, they say, well, why? Why? Show me the evidence. If they don't do that, you know what that tells you? They're afraid. Affected ignorance. It may be true. They don't want to confront it. It's going to ruin their image of papalatry, whatever they have. And if they don't do it, that's their problem. That's their fault. Same thing I told my brother Will about people who have trouble with the Holocaust, because a lot of people really believe what they're told today, and they're inculpably ignorant because they haven't studied it. But when we talk to them, we tell them, at least look at the evidence, and then if you don't accept it, okay, then argue about it. Let's argue about it. Read it. But if you don't want to read what we're telling you, you get angry when you don't read things that you tell people you want them to read. So you say, I tell this person to eat organ. Now you're not doing what I'm telling you to read. See, a truthful person checks everything. Everything. No matter how shocking it may seem, let me look at the evidence. When you stop looking at evidence when you should, you got a big problem with lying. Either because you're going to lose your job, your family members, you're going to shun you. Who cares? Let them shun you. Our Lord said, I called upon them and they will not hear you. What was the other verse too? He said, Jesus said something like that. Was it Mark 4:4 or something? Stuff like that. Yeah, that's right, exactly. They have eyes and they do not see, they have ears and they do not hear. So that they need to convert. Okay, let's talk about how you can handle yourself. They're going to be going to a Republican convention tomorrow for Sierra County. Is that Joanna Tate going to be there?
Yeah, the Sierra County Republican Party.
Sierra County Republican Party meeting. And I'm going to how Catholics deal when they go to these meetings. Now, first of all, when you're at, and a couple of brothers are going to go there. I don't go to these meetings. The reason I don't, because I'm the head of the church. I'm the ruler. You stay different. Yeah. You're looking to go to Iran, you can't meet the head guy. You got to go to his president. He stays up here above it. I'm not saying I'm not going to go to any meetings. I might. I probably will one day. And if they were here, I would talk to them. But I want to stay a little separate. It's like there's a separation here. So, but I still want as many of you people to go, if you could, for an influence, to go there and make our voice known, and because it's the time for that is now. But when you go, if they're saying prayers, you don't got to leave the room. Just don't pray. So if you're in the room and they start praying, just go like this. Just don't pray. I mean, Joseph didn't leave the court every time they came and said, Pharaoh is God. God is Pharaoh. Oh, Joseph runs out. Then he runs back in. Another comes in. Pharaoh is God. Got it. Joseph runs out of the room. Then he comes back in again. Pharaoh is God. He runs out of the room again. He comes back in the room again. This is getting tiring. You just don't pray and you don't have to say anything.
How about with the pledge? Like,
and the pledge too. You just don't do it.
Don't
even put your hand
on your heart. We don't.
And then if they ask you, how come you didn't
pledge
it or put your hand on your heart, you have an opportunity to tell them why. We don't mind giving pledges to this country. This is what you want to answer. I do pledge allegiance to this country. I'm not against, because God put us here. But there's things in that pledge allegiance that are against our Catholic faith that we can't consent to. If you give us one, we can consent to our pledge. So you tell them, I'm not pledging against the country, but it contains things against our Catholic faith. It's like what? Not all men are created equal. You know?
Under God.
We're not under God.
Yeah, exactly.
Because look at the way we're living here. So,
Freemasonic,
like,
pledge allegiance to the flag.
It's not a Catholic country.
Exactly. And so, now, how about like when the prayer? Can you still bow your head, or should you just keep your head up, or does that matter at all if you're in the same room and they start praying?
No. I would just keep your head up.
Just keep your head
Sometimes
up.
You can bow because you're saying your own prayer, but I would keep the head up.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even bow because because sometimes you know this is correct what some people do when they notice a lot of different religious people in a room.
Yeah.
They'll say, everybody bow your head and say your prayers on your
own.
That's fine. Because now silence, and you can all pray to your own God.
Right.
You can do that. But you don't want to bow your head, so you want to just keep your head up.
They're doing a formal prayer, though, like the Protestants leave. Yeah. You just keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
Right.
Yeah. You don't need to leave.
Right.
But you can keep your head up. Because, I mean, you can't escape that.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. And so those are the things that, so you don't got to leave the room and come back in the room and leave the room. And a lot of times when they see you're not really verbally praying with them or saying amen, they may come up and say, hey, how come you're not praying? Well, It's against my religion. I can't pray. You don't have to, unless they come up and ask
right,
you.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You're not obliged.
You don't have to be telling everybody.
Yeah.
But, so when you go to these meetings, there's things like that that are right. going to happen. Mm-hmm. And, let's see, what else?
Well, like, I was asking you, like, if they, like, let's say they're giving a talk and they're bashing, you know,
Hitler
yeah. and they're spouting the Holocaust and stuff like that. How, as you're listening to it, then...
If you're talking about Hitler just in passing and he's not dwelling on it, you might not want to let that one go because and talk to them privately about it
right.
for the Holocaust. But unless you feel you don't have to.
Right.
So it depends on how much you're talking about it and how much you're leaning on it. And if you feel like you can say, well, you know, I don't want to spoil you up here. I know you guys are prejudiced, but you don't really know the truth. If you feel inspired to do it, you could, but you don't have to. Because if you're talking about other issues like sanctuary, life, city, and voting
right.
things, you don't want to go off the tangent because of the Hitler or the Holocaust
thing. Because
they're brainwashed.
Exactly.
What they were told about, the Hitler they believe in is a monster.
Right.
But that's not Hitler.
Exactly.
That's them. That's
right.
Stalin. It's a Jew. That's no, it's not Hitler. Yeah. But it would take you 10 years to explain it.
Yeah. And you don't want to get diverted off the topic. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Because the point I was, just Coy Griffin.
Yeah, he talked about Hitler negatively. Yeah, because he doesn't know
him. He was trying to promote, like, because... The Hitler that he knows.
And the Holocaust.
He's trying to make
yeah.
pro-life. Well, see, that's because he hated human life so much and he did
yeah. that. They always bring Hitler in.
I know, they do.
Or with the Holocaust thing.
Right.
But if you get them alone privately and then some conversation comes up and you may be able to say, hey, you know, you were talking about Hitler, but the guy was not as bad as you say he is. He
right.
did a lot of good things.
Yeah.
They lied to you about him. I'm not saying the guy was great, but he was way less evil than all these people
exactly.
here. So you need to look at this site. That you can tell them that privately.
Exactly.
But if they're really going off like crazy and it becomes like a main issue, then you could raise your hand and say, okay, enough is enough. Because sometimes you get so angry,
exactly.
you go, I got to raise my hand. I got enough with the Holocaust and the Hitler thing.
Exactly.
Because that's going to come. They come to our site, they're going to see it anyway.
Right.
And that's going to keep a lot of those people away from us.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's going to be really bad, like even Cooey, if he looks at the Holocaust stuff and about Hitler, he still says it, I don't want no part with him either. He's another one.
Yeah.
And then I would say to him, you know, you didn't like it when he didn't listen to you about the voting. And you say, well, everybody should have a right. Well, you didn't listen to this. You're a liar, too.
Yeah.
You're lying about Hitler and the Holocaust because you're afraid. So everyone has their little fear as to how far he may not be like that. He may listen, but who knows? He may be angry at first, listen later on.
Right.
But if they don't want to listen after they see the evidence, then they're just liars themselves.
Right.
Matter of fact, we just said that Kathy Barnett, it was really good. She's a Republican, a black woman running in Pennsylvania. She was on American One Voice Network on Common Sense. Anna Perez runs that show. I've got the clip. I'm going to show you guys. I'll put it up on the site. She had a really great statement. She said, I was a Democrat, and I got so fed up, I came into the Republican Party. She says, I felt like I came out of the frying pan, you know, out of heat into the frying pan. Yeah. However that word is?
Yeah. Out of the frying pan into the skillet.
Into the skillet.
Yeah.
But aren't they both skillets?
I know.
Out of the fire into the fire pan.
Yeah, right.
Out of the fire pan into the fire.
Okay,
stop. Yeah. Anyway, she said, the Republicans are such hypocrites that they condemn us conservatives.
Yeah.
Us conservative Republican is condemned by your average your Lionel type Republicans. They don't want to listen to us when we condemn homos, transgenders.
Yeah.
They condemn us. And she said, they're doing to us what they said the Democrats are doing to them.
Yeah, right.
And she was really picking on the Republicans because she said, this is bad because people are wanting to come into this party and you're now shutting us up who are very conservative-minded on moral issues.
Yeah.
You're shutting us down. And she goes, it's like we have no party to go to.
Yeah.
Right.
And they believe in abortion, whatever it is. And the Republicans are still a lesser of evil party. But they don't. If we ever got out to speak the way about the transgenders and homeless, they'll shut us down too.
Yeah.
They're no good neither. I said, Brother Will, when the time comes, we're starting the new party, us. It's called the Natural Law Party, and when God does the miracles, which He will do and which we will need, you watch how many people are going to follow us. It's going to be called the Natural Law Party, and we'll blow them out of the water, all these other people, and we start our own party, if not our own nation. Because we're heading for a civil war here, because they're trying to push immorality on us, and they're trying to force us to sin. But she made a very great statement about these wimpy rhino Republicans that don't say anything. And even the ones you think are real conservative, like the Freedom Caucus, they'll condemn us too. Talk about Hitler. Talk about the Holocaust. Condemn homosexuality as a mortal sin, grievous against God.
Yeah.
Transgender. All of them will kick us out. And I told Trump, and I told him again, and they're listening, you ain't going to make America great again by supporting homosexuality. Open your Bible and read what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. That's the first thing I would say to these people. You call yourself a Bible reader? and you say God's blessing this country and you're supporting homosexuality, do you realize that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of that one sin? He's going to destroy you too? You think he's going to bless your movement? You think you're better than the Democrats because you're good on a few issues? You're still going to die and go to hell because of that. How are you going to make America great again by saying it's okay to be a homo? It's okay to be a transgender. Just don't force it on me. How many times I got to tell these people that? And my first thing is, and do me a favor, if you still support homos and transgenders after you, don't say you're a Bible believer.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you even read the Bible because you're a liar.
Yeah, right.
You're a liar like Obama.
Yeah.
Obama supports homosexual marriage and says he's a Bible reader. Horse crap to you, you're a liar. I'd rather have you just say you're some Unitarian or whatever those guys, universalist, a bimbo, a Hindu, I don't know what you want to call yourself. Don't say you read the Bible. And there's a lot of, your rhino-type Republicans are afraid. So eventually that party's got to be replaced. And we're going to call it the Natural Law Party. And all those people, and there are people out there that speak like we do, and they're ostracized. They're laid off the conservative Protestants. You know, I used to wonder why the moral majority people and some of those people that are real conservative got out of politics because they found out no one was listening on either side. And they were like shunning them and mocking them and putting them aside. So you Republicans want to silence me because of my conservative views, and you get angry when the Democrats censor you because of your views. Well, welcome to the club. How do you like it, wise guy? It's like selective censorship. I'm not against censoring evil things, though, you see. So this is what's going on. So, but when you go to these meetings, we still vote for the lesser evil. You try to convert these people. And don't when by you making an impact on these people and then God does a miracle, you will get quite a few conversions. Even the cowardly rhinos that are want to say it and don't, they're going to start getting courage again. They'll start saying, wow, I can actually say it. You faggot homo, and they're going to say it like 10 times. I'm going to make amends for my mortal sin of saying gays are okay, homos are okay for like 10 years. I said it as a politician. I renounce it. You faggot homosexual piece of crap, mortal sin, and lousy reprobated bastards. Say it 100 times and write it on the board, and he's going to say, I feel free. I can finally say what I denied all these years, and in my heart I felt ashamed, and now you can open up on it. You see, you're going to get some people like that too, and they're going to be thankful. I say to these people, like, you're going to be able to finally go out and wreak justice on these people. But that's, so when you go to these meetings, just the few things, and you guys, whoever want to go tomorrow, it'd be a good idea. Whoever can go there. And so if they pray, you just keep your head up and don't pray. If they do the Pledge of Allegiance, you can stay there. But just don't put your hand over your heart and don't recite. I don't know about any, and like anything else, like Will said, if you come up with Hitler, Holocaust, I let a lot of, if you're talking about other issues, just let it pass. Let it pass. A lot of times when I say to people on the Hitler thing, which is a good way to go first, wait a second. Hitler dead, okay? He died long ago. The Nazis lost the war, okay? 60 years, they lost the war. The Nazis don't control the world today. Who, since World War II, has messed the world up in a way that it's never been messed up before. Evil, more evil than ever. Even when you say Hitler's the big bad guy. Who is responsible? Who controls the world today? It ain't Hitler and it ain't the Nazis. That's the first thing I always say to them. Okay, who won the war? United States. The Freemasons? Apostate Jews? State of Israel? Okay. Here you go. Here's your real evil guy. Bullseye! I wrote about that in one of my books, too. You go back, it's like, again, you look back, and Hitler, what did he do that was in more, so bad? He did a few things that were bad, but a lot of things that were real good.
Yeah.
He'll put to shame all you rulers today, Hitler. And that's why they got to be, look, you think I'm wrong? Read my book on Hitler. Read my book on it. Read it. And see if what I'm telling you is true or not, what happened back then. Unless you got, but see, you want to support transgenderism and homos, then you're not going to like them because you closed that crap down in Germany. So, but those are certain issues you can get them off on the side and talk to them about because you can't get them on everything you want. Because you stay to the main issue, and sometimes it'll happen like this. Hey, Will, I heard you. I was talking about the Hulk son. Yeah, you don't really say much about that. Okay, well, here's our position. No, but he's got our website. He knows it already.
Right.
What I'm going to say, too, though, I'm glad Cooey's responding to you. Mm-hmm. I am. That's a good sign. Because a lot of these people, and I think Joshua Baker has a good role, too, him, mm-hmm. the Joshua guy.
Yeah.
But maybe Glenn Hamilton, I don't know. It depends on their position, too, because they're going to be afraid to respond to you. Because if they do, they're going to say, hey, I got an email from Yvette Hurl to Richard Ibrani. And do you know Richard Ibrani teaches about the Holocaust? And Yvette Hurl and Rebecca Dow are friends with him. That's why I was surprised when I met Rebecca Dow. She had a picture taken with me.
Yeah.
She had her husband had the camera and took a picture of both of us in front of my house. I'm surprised she allowed that. But that was good on her part that she wasn't afraid to do that. Because they're going to want to be, if they're associated with, remember what they did with Trump?
Yeah.
You said hi to David Duke once or something. He's a friend with David Duke. Or even if they, I'm talking to you Republicans now, so-called conservatives. You're afraid to meet with us.
Yeah.
You're afraid to associate with us because you're going to lose anyway. Because these extreme homos and transgenders are Democrats anyway. You're going to lose anyway. You don't want to support us? You lost your only thing that could have saved you. The conservative people on the natural order, the only ones that can save your party and save you. And if you want to shun us, if you want to deny us, if you don't want to associate with us, then that's your problem. You're going down. And you deserve to go down. Hypocrites. You should join the Democrat Party. And that one, Kathy Burnett said, it's a uniparty now. They're all just one party. I got the clip. You're going to like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people are seeing this now.
Yeah, I know.
The religion, like us, natural law people, they're angry.
Because
they're being shunned.
Yeah.
Even Mike Lindell on the voting thing, even his own people are shunning him.
Because
the word goes out on certain issues you're not allowed to talk about.
Yeah.
9/11.
Yeah.
That's another big one.
He calls it the uniparty, too. He says,
oh, he did? That's
good.
He's right.
He's good. He's got a lot of good things.
He's right. All right, let me give everybody a blessing. Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the God the Son, Jesus Christ, bless and protect you, and grant you a peaceful day, and bless and protect your homes, and grant you a peaceful week full of good fruits and good works. Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. And can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.